Greetings, leaders. This is Tony Williams, and this is CELDE Career Principle Number 2. The three P's are invaluable: patience, perseverance, and practice. I'm so excited about this opportunity to share these three principles with you because I've seen these operate over and over again very effectively in very successful leaders during my career and my journey. And I want to share with you why patience, perseverance, and practice are three qualities that every leader needs to carry with them throughout their journey. So let's begin with patience. And there are three elements of patience that I'd like to share with you today. The first one is being patient with yourself. Patient with yourself. I often coach leaders who are just getting started that there's a lot to learn and there is a lot of activity that's going on around them. And sometimes, because they're very talented and very gifted, they want everything to come together all at once. And I have to remind them that this is a journey that we're on. And because it's a journey, they need to pace themselves. And that would be my exhortation to you. Be patient with yourselves. You have the gifts and the talents and the ability, but it takes time, it takes perseverance, and it takes practice to bring all of these things together. And by the way, we are never, ever really truly at a point where we can say we have arrived. It's always a continual improvement of these qualities that we want to manifest. So number one, let's be patient with ourselves. Secondly, let's be patient with our progress. You know, talented people have to be very, very cautious because they've been so good at doing so many things most of their lives that when they come into a setting like we find ourselves here in, they want to make everything happen all at once. They feel as though everything needs to come together almost immediately. They feel as though they have to accomplish everything in a matter of weeks. And the progress sometimes will be very slow. Sometimes it will seem like you're not making progress at all. But be encouraged. You are always making progress if you're putting forth the appropriate amount of effort, if you're really focused, if you're really dedicated and disciplined in applying yourselves to what's being asked of you as you get ready for your assignments. A great example is a farmer. The farmer cultivates the soil on his or her farm. They go out, they plant the seed at the appropriate time, and then they wait for the rains. The rains come at various times during the seasons. But the farmer knows, based on history, based on the laws of nature, that if he patiently waits, he will receive a harvest. And that's much like the life that we're developing and the careers that we're building as well. Once we plant these seeds and cultivate them and make the necessary effort, we then have to wait and allow these things to manifest themselves, allow them to come together, and allow them to show forth at the appropriate time. So the progress, even though the progress may not seem to be occurring at the rate and pace that we might like, rest assured that you are making progress and be patient during the process. The third part of patience is being patient with others. I believe this is a quality that every leader needs to carry all of their lives because we're going to be influencing people. We're going to be engaging with people. And sometimes very capable leaders mistake people with results. And sometimes results are factors that are beyond our control, and we'll talk about those things later. But in that process, we always have to be patient with people because the patience that we exhibit with people will to some degree determine our effectiveness as leaders. So there are three things that we've talked about, team, regarding patience. Number one, being patient with ourselves. Number two, being patient with our progress. And number three, being patient with others. The second P is perseverance. Perseverance. Let's talk a little bit about what it means to persevere. Persevere means a person doesn't give up. A person continues to move forward in spite of the odds that may seem to be against them at the time. A person that says, I will not turn back, and I will continue to focus on my goal, and I will continue to move forward. And here are some rewards that come as a result of perseverance. And here's a quote that I'd like to give you. Don't become weary in doing what is right, because you will reap a reward if you do not give up. Don't become weary in doing what is right, because you will reap a reward if you do not give up. Perseverance, team, is one of the most essential qualities in the life of a leader. And as you persevere, you're going to see that your strength and your endurance will get stronger and stronger. I'd like to give you an example of something that I discovered in 1978 that made a tremendous difference in my career. It really took me from a situation where it seemed like I wasn't making any progress to really accelerating my growth as a person and my growth as a professional. I discovered a series of talks given by a gentleman by the name of Earl Nightingale. And one of the talks he spoke on was Acres of Diamonds. And the talk so profoundly affected me, as it did millions of others who heard it, I felt it would be appropriate for me to share it with you, because I believe you will gain some insight as I share it. And I'd first like to give you the backdrop on the story. It begins with a gentleman by the name of Russell Herman Conwell. He was born in 1843. He had a very successful career as a lawyer, as a newspaper editor, and as a clergyman. And it was during his time as a clergyman that a group of young people came to him and asked if he would be willing to instruct them in college courses. They were fine young people, but they lacked the resources necessary to allow them to go to college. Dr. Conwell asked them to give him a few days to think on and contemplate what they had asked of him. And as he took the time to really reflect on what they were asking, this vision occurred to him, this thought occurred to him. Why couldn't there be a fine educational institution that would afford an education to fine young people who did not have the resources required to attend? So he began to think how he might go about bringing this to pass. And as the story goes, he went across the country and he delivered over 6,000 lectures. And in each lecture, he told the story called Acres of Diamonds. And it's a story that profoundly affected millions of listeners, and it affected me in 1978, and I still carry some of the same principles and attitudes that I picked up as I listened to the story. It begins like this. An African farmer was hearing tremendous stories about tremendous diamond mines that were being discovered across the continent of Africa. He was so excited about all the discoveries that he was hearing about these tremendous diamond mines that were coming up across the continent. As he began to listen more and more and think more and more about these diamond mines, his farm became less and less appealing. So he decided that he would sell his farm and go searching across the African continent to find a diamond mine of his own. So he sold his farm and off he went to discover a diamond mine. Months and months later, the story goes, the farmer, unsuccessful in discovering diamond mines of any sort, became despondent and threw himself off of a bridge into a river and he drowned. Meanwhile, back on the farm that he had sold to the second farmer, there was a time when the farmer was walking through the property and he was noticing in a stream that traversed through the beautiful farm, glistening from the riverbed. And he looked, and it was something that caught his eye. He went over, he picked it up. It was a rather large stone, and it glistened. And he thought to himself, what a curious-looking object this is. So he took it home, and he put it on his mantle as a curiosity. Weeks later, a friend comes to visit this farmer, and he notices this object on the mantle. And he goes over, and he picks the object up, and he nearly faints. And he declares to the farmer, do you realize what this is? Do you realize what this is? And the farmer looked at him and said, well, no, I'm not sure what it is. I thought it was a curiosity piece, and I just brought it home and put it on my mantle. The farmer had unknowingly discovered one of the largest diamonds ever to be found on the continent of Africa. And as his friend began to explain to him what he had in his possession, the farmer was somewhat surprised because he said, well, this is amazing because I see those types of objects all throughout the property, all throughout the riverbed that runs through the property, I see them. They may not be quite as large, but they're there. As it turned out, this farm became one of the most productive diamond mines across the continent of Africa. The first farmer had sold for practically nothing. His farm to go and search for what he believed to be his own acres of diamonds. If he had only taken the time, the patience, if he had only given the effort, the perseverance, to thoroughly invest and explore the land he currently owned, he would have discovered that right underneath his very feet were the very things that he wanted most. But his impatience, his lack of perseverance, caused him to impetuously go off in search of something that he really didn't understand what he was looking for. And the lesson learned here is this. Could it be that right now each of us is standing in the middle of our own acres of diamonds, wherever we may be? Sometimes it's difficult for us to discern that the very things that are going on around us that we consider less than what we hope they would be are the very things that are needed for us to accelerate and become all that we hope to become. And so as we contemplate where we are today, we find ourselves perhaps going through change. Change in territories, change in client assignments, change, change, change. And we have to remember that change is not a bad thing. While it may require us to start over in some regard, we're really not starting over. Because remember this, we have been practicing, we have been investing, and we have been honing the skills needed for us to become the leaders that we envision. So even though we may move on to new clients, even though we may move west to new territories, remember that we take with us talents, we take with us things that we've gained in the process as we go on our journey. Now, back to the story. Dr. Conwell, after he completed those 6,000 lectures, earned millions and millions of dollars, with which he founded Temple University. What an amazing story as I listen to it and even as I think about it now. Having the opportunity to really explore thoroughly the land that we've been given, having the opportunity to really invest and persevere and develop all the talents that are able to be developed as we continue to move forward is a tremendous opportunity. I remember one time when my territory changed. And I was very apprehensive about these changes, and I really didn't agree with the changes. However, I decided to move forward with this attitude that I'd gained back in 1978 and embrace this new territory with new clients with all the vigor and all the enthusiasm and a great attitude that I could muster. As it turned out, over time, it seemed like things weren't progressing, but little by little by little, I was making progress. I'd gained skills and ability. I'd gained a level of patience in my previous assignments that caused me to persevere. And during this time of perseverance, we discovered an opportunity. And this opportunity we pursued for months, months and months. But it culminated in one of the largest sales in my entire career up until that point. Millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars. And a very nice commission check to go along with it. But I tell you that story, team, to say that it's just one example of many that you could hear all across this organization about change and how we embrace it in a certain way, and it turns out to be the best thing that could ever happen to us. So as you look at your acres of diamonds, don't be quick to give up on it. Don't be quick to say, this is not what I hoped it would be. Don't be quick to turn around, but persevere, because as you persevere, who knows, just ahead could be that discovery that will change the whole trajectory of your life. So that's the story of Acres of Diamonds. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you remember it, and I hope you apply its principles as you go on your journey. So far we have reviewed patience, perseverance, and now let's talk about practice. Every great leader understands the importance of practice. It takes the average to the outstanding. To the outstanding, it takes to greatness. And so practice becomes essential to the journey of a leader. And as we go, we should always keep in mind that we're continually improving. We're continually honing our skills. We're continually looking for ways to get better and sharper as leaders. One great example is an athlete by the name of Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan is considered by most to be the greatest NBA player of all time. And during his 50th birthday, he was being interviewed by Ahmad Rashad. And they were talking about Michael's career and some of his exploits. And one of the things that came up during the interview was Michael's reputation on how he notoriously went after his teammates during practice. And Ahmad posed this question to Michael. He said, "Michael, your reputation says that you're notorious during practice. It's even said that you work harder in practice than you do during game situations. What's the story behind that?" So Michael reflected for a moment, and he said, "I took practice very, very seriously because I saw practice as simulated game time experiences. Simulated game time experiences." He said, "I took those practice sessions as simulations of things that will occur during a real game. And so when they appeared, the opportunity appeared during a game situation, I had instinctively programmed myself to respond in the appropriate way." And he said, "That's why I took practice so seriously." So here we have arguably one of the greatest NBA players of all time saying practice was the key to his success in responding in those game time situations. And I would say, team, that as you go on your journey, practice will continue to be the underpinning of your success. Practicing, practicing, practicing. Every skill, every attribute that you want to embody as a leader, you want to practice those skills day by day, week by week, month by month. And regardless of where you find yourself on your journey, whether it's 2 years, whether it's 2 months, whether it's 20 years or 40 years or more, we should always be practicing, getting better, honing our skills, looking for ways to make our impact and influence in the areas where we find ourselves of greater value. And so during this time together, we've talked about three things. The three P's are invaluable: patience, perseverance, and practice. I would suggest to you, team, if you take these principles, the three P's, and apply them to your heart, I would say that you would be well equipped to go all the way to the end of your destination. But as you go, remember patience, perseverance, and practice. Thank you, my friends. And until the next time, victory, victory, and again I say victory. Thank you so much and enjoy.